I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World. 400 and counting. That's the number of deaths from the latest outbreak of the deadly Ebola virus in West Africa. The outbreak is in Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia, and they're grappling with one of the most lethal and contagious diseases on the planet. And the virus doesn't just affect humans. It also kills apes, including chimps and gorillas. And here's a terrible irony. Laws to protect animals around the world may be actually hindering the development of an Ebola vaccine that could help them. The BBC's Victoria Gill has been looking into this story. And Victoria, talk about the law of unintended consequences. What's going on here?
Yes, quite. Well, this is because the US is actually the last developed country where testing on chimpanzees, biomedical testing, is allowed. And because of some great work that's been done by animal welfare campaigners and specialists and primate researchers, the National Institutes of Health in the US are planning to retire all of their biomedical testing chimps. Now, the problem with that is that when we're looking at something like the Ebola virus and actually lots of other diseases that are threatening very endangered primates, we might be able to develop drugs and vaccines that could potentially help save some of these endangered primates from extinction. But they would need to be tested on apes before they could be used in the wild. So what researchers, particularly Dr. Peter Walsh at the University of Cambridge, who has been testing an experimental Ebola vaccine, what he's saying is that we need these primate centres, ironically, in order to be able to save some of these wild apes.
So it's sort of interesting here, the US was sort of behind the trend of halting invasive testing on chimps. And now it sort of has this opportunity if it would just kind of ease up.
Well, sort of thereby hangs the quandary, really, because the primate centres are actually sort of overstocked at the moment with some of these apes. And that's because there were a lot of apes bred up, chimpanzees specifically, bred up for HIV testing. So the NIH has now got specialists onto a panel to advise them what they should do with their chimps, and the expert advice is retire these animals. Now, the NIH is involved only in human biomedical health research. So it's not really their goal to test vaccines for the benefit of apes. So what this has done is really open up a discussion about whether that research could be carried out either in these primate centres still, whether there could be a special primate centre for conservation research, or whether actually this research could be carried out in sanctuaries that are there for the benefit of these apes. So it sort of started a new discussion in amongst primate specialists and conservationists as to where and how this research could be carried out.
Just for the sake of argument, if everything went according to plan, how would they actually get the vaccine into the animals in the wild?
That's a key question, because with some of these parks, the animals are specifically habituated. They're part of conservation tourism programs, and they're very habituated. They're used to people being around them. So what Dr. Walsh in Cambridge is saying is that those animals would be easy to reach. Other researchers that I've spoken to who work out in Congo and other places in Central Africa, incredibly remote regions, and work with animals that do a lot more exploring of the forest, say that that would be incredibly difficult. So you have another problem there of the development of a vaccine that might not be able to reach wild animals. But what some researchers are saying is that we're so far progressed in terms of some of the vaccines that we could develop. They're so far along that clinical development path that it wouldn't cost very much money to complete that testing and at least get them into some of these habituated animals that are very easy to reach.
So a lot of issues to work out even if this vaccine is approved. The BBC's Victoria Gill, thanks very much.
Thank you very much indeed.